B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's go to Zach. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Zach.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hello, Zach. How are you?
One of my favorite days of the offseason. Scheduled day. Okay, so I got a few things, and I'm a philosophy PhD student, so I unfortunately have to worship at the altar of objectivity. But I still have some intuition. You know, okay. We got to still have some intuition. Okay, so I got some few things.
You can't take the romance completely out of it, right?
No, exactly. Right. So one of the first things, the teams that went 13-3 last year are just not going to go 13-3 this year. So I think they have four games against teams that went 13-3 last year. I think it's the Packers, Ravens, Saints, and Niners. I think that's right. I see the Packers dropping off. I think the Packers are going to go 9-7, 10-6.
I agree. I think the Packers. The only thing is you get them in Green Bay in December.
Right. Which, you know, yeah, again, and that's the romance part. Strength of schedule, I hate that nonsense. I hate it. When you go off of last year's teams, I mean, you can just pick 2016, yeah. Eagles went 7-9. 2017, they went 13-3.
Yep.
So that's, you know, that's, I think.
So you want a stat?
Yeah.
That supports your thing? Since 1990, a stretch of 30 consecutive seasons, at least four teams that qualified for the playoffs the previous year did not make it.
Did not, right.
So last year, the new teams were Buffalo, Green Bay, Minnesota, San Fran, Tennessee.
It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. So people have to look at the volatility of that. You know, don't get me wrong. The Saints are very stable. They seem to get 11 wins the last 6 years.
If anything, it argues against the Eagles not making it because they made it last year.
Well, yeah, that's true. But they also went 9-7 the last 2 years, which I see. And I think last year, I'm not going to play what if games, but I saw them as a 10-6 team, you know, between the couple drops at the end of the games, you know.
Oh, my God. Atlanta, Detroit. I mean, give me a break.
Exactly. So even if they won one more game, I think this year's team is better than one game better than last year's team. Now, I know their schedule's a little different, but I got a couple more things. Just one thing I think no one's talking about. Maybe everyone doesn't believe it. Novelty in the NFL is one of the biggest throw-offs anywhere. You know, first-year offenses, new changes, new philosophies and teams. You don't have tape on them. People might not think this. The Eagles are going to look very different offensively and less so defensively. They're still going to play that, you know, 13 cornerbacks on the field at the same time. Their offense is going to look a lot different. I mean, their whole offensive staff has changed.
Yeah.
They're going to throw people off.
I hope so. Listen, I hope so. I don't know.
I think they're going to throw people off. They don't have an offensive coordinator. They got two senior assistants. I think they're going to throw people off enough that it would be more than one game from last year. Let's say, I mean, they're.
Listen, I think it comes down to this offensively.
Yeah.
It can either DeSean Jackson stays on the field or Jalen Reagor can play first year.
Right. And I was the caller. I called Wednesday the day of the draft. I was the caller that said I wanted John Hightower. I don't know if you remember. I was the one I said I wanted John Hightower.
Yeah.
So just those things. You know, I think a new identity. I think they're changing philosophy, and I think this year they're. You know, people wonder why the Patriots always bring in new people after they win a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
the reason
is
because they don't want the same players.
Ah, great point.
Feeding off of last year's success, and I think the Eagles have done too much to keep the players that won the Super Bowl to say, this is who you are, this is who you are. And they go 9-7 and they go, maybe that's not who we are. They bring in all these new players. They don't have this weird, you know, this weird dogma of a Super Bowl win and what you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I think the team is going to be loose and fun. Don't get me wrong. I have them 12-4 or 11-5. I got them Ravens, Cowboys, Cardinals. My four definite losses, and then maybe Seahawks.
Wait a second. Ravens,
Cowboys at home, like Chunas, I agree with that.
Okay, and then
Cardinals and maybe Seahawks.
So you have them beating Pittsburgh.
I got them beating Pittsburgh. I think Ben Roethlisberger is going to get hurt, and like I think he's going to get hurt in the first 10 minutes of the season. And regardless, I think that team is struggling.
Sweep of the Giants, a sweep of the Redskins.
Redskins, yeah. And again,
and you have I haven't beaten the Saints. You haven't beaten the Saints.
I got them beating the Saints. I think the Saints are going to take a step back too.
I like the Eagles to beat them, but I don't see how they're going to take a step back.
I think they're going to go 11-5, which I wouldn't even really call that a big step back. They went 13-3 last year. I think you know, but again. That's why there's romance to it.
I agree. No, it's beautiful what you say. I love it.
But like you said, the Eagles aren't built to stop Lamar Jackson. I don't think they're built to stop Kyler Murray either.
I had them beating Arizona, but part of it was, you know.
It looks like a trap game to me. And that's another team. Newness. You know, the newness is what you can't factor into any of this. And I think, you know, Eagles are one of the bigger question marks, but I say 12-4 optimistically. I think 11-5 is probably where I reside most of the time.
I like it. Good stuff, my brother. Thank you, Zach. It's great call by you, man. It's 105, and you're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. All right, so let me just get you this. So a buddy of mine who is connected to the NFL sends me a note, and he sends me a note that the Giants have an easy schedule, right? Like, and it's it's right there with the Eagles, the whole thing. But he believes that all the the turnover of the teams is important, and he said, and he brought up that stat that I just quoted to Zach, where last year you had 5 new teams make the playoffs.
Right.
And for every year since 1990, that's outrageous. That's an incredible 30 straight seasons. At least 4 new teams. At least. He says the Eagles will be one of the teams who fall. And that the Giants, not the Cowboys, would win the division.
Wow, he's going Giants division?
And I was like, wow, really? That didn't even cross my mind.
Huh.
I did not even cross my mind.
I mean, it depends on who Daniel Jones is in year 2.
Are we sleeping on the Giants?
I don't know. I'm not saying Giants are 4-12, but I don't think the Giants are division winners. To me, to win this division is 10-6, and like you said earlier, 11-5 is pretty much a lock. You win the division.
Yeah,
I don't see Giants 10-6, 11-5.
I agree, dude. I'm with you. I agree. I don't see it either, but I don't know. He brought something up that's kind of interesting to me. Like, are we sleeping on? Because I remember thinking, well, I don't know. I think they're a pretty good team.
I mean, they still have a lot of question marks on defense. You don't know who Daniel Jones is. I like Daniel Jones more than 40-year-old Eli Manning. I think we can all agree on that, because you saw when Daniel Jones went out there last year, he brought some life to the Giants, but right. He was still learning a lot. He was fumbling a lot, throwing a lot of interceptions, like a rookie quarterback that doesn't start the season does, right? He goes out there and he makes some mistakes. So it'll be interesting to see who Daniel Jones is in his first full season, his second year in the NFL. But I'm not sitting here going, oh man, they got Daniel Jones, right? Like, I go, all right, let's see who Daniel Jones is. I'm Saquon Barkley's a hell of a player. But are they going to overuse him like they have in the last couple of years? Or are they going to try to give it more Daniel Jones and make it like a 60% run, 40% pass offense.
Listen, I agree. I agree with you. And Tyrone said the same thing, that he's too boom or bust.
Right.
Has he proven anything? And the answer is no. So I agree with both you guys. It's just interesting. Are we sleeping on the Giants? And this is just a buddy of mine who's connected with the league who knows the thing about football. He's a, sharp dude.
Listen, if you're saying 2-14 for the Giants or 4-12 for the Giants, I think you're in the wrong there. But I don't know. I don't see a 10-6, 11-5 Giants team.
Yeah, I agree.
I see 7-9, 8-8.
Yes. I agree. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Let's go over the Cowboys, shall we?
Okay.
Because I'm curious about the Cowboys and look at their schedule's hard. I mean, look, the Eagles play a tough schedule. The Cowboys have the same kind of opponents. They start off at Los Angeles.
Well, I don't think L.A. is going to be good. At Los Angeles is an interesting start, having to go out west to start the season. But I think I go Cowboys over L.A.
I agree. Home Atlanta. Atlanta improved, but I think the matchup kind of favors the Cowboys.
I go 2-0 for Dallas.
Yeah. Now, at Seattle, I think that's a loss.
I think so, too. I think Russell Wilson can beat this Cowboys defense.
Yeah. At home, give me Russ.
That's a tough start for Dallas, right? Having to go out west to L.A.
Yeah.
Back home to face Atlanta and then back out west.
Exactly.
Not the same travel as Philadelphia to, the West Coast.
No, this is where they get a little bit of break. Home Cleveland.
Win.
Home Giants.
Win.
Home Arizona.
I have Arizona beating the Eagles.
I have the Eagles beating Arizona.
But I'll probably go advantage Cowboys there. And it's at home, third straight week at home.
Right. At Washington.
Probably a win.
Now they're 6-1.
Yeah.
Now I have the at Eagles as a loss to the Cowboys. You have them as a win.
Yes. Which puts them at 7-1.
So I would be 6-2 on Dallas. You would be 7-1.
Correct.
Pittsburgh home.
Loss. I gotta get some L's in here, man.
I don't know, dude. I'm gonna say win.
Okay.
So we both have them 7-2.
I go 2 straight L's here.
Hold on. At Minnesota, definite loss. I love the Vikings.
Right, so 7-3.
Right? Then Washington.
The only problem
at home,
Ant, is they go to Minnesota post bye.
Okay, but they're going to lose to Minnesota.
Okay, I'll say that too. 7-3.
Washington at home.
8-3.
Then we got Ravens.
8-4.
Right. Then we got at Cincinnati.
Joe Burrow's now a stud.
Right. 9-4.
9-4.
Niners at home in Dallas.
Now this is where it gets interesting. Loss.
Yeah.
9-5.
Right.
And the game that mattered more to me was the second matchup. Eagles Cowboys.
So you're taking Eagles in that game.
And it plays out just the way I thought. 9-6.
And I take the Cowboys in that game.
So they're both 9-6. Eagles Cowboys going into week 17.
Wow. Unfortunately, I have them 11-5 and you have them 10-6.
Right.
Now, here's the key stretch for them. You ready? They have to lose one of these games. Cleveland, Giants, Arizona at home.
Yeah.
At Washington. Because you can't let them get to 6-1.
Right. And then I have them beating the Eagles, so I would have them get them to 7-1.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. So I can't see them being at 7-1. Can you?
No, there's going to be the clunker game. Just like I have the Eagles as the clunker to the Cardinals late in the season. And no, I'm not saying clunker because the Cardinals stink. I just say like that's the disappointing game. So they're going to have the disappointing loss at some point during that stretch.
And then the other tough game, the game that we need them to lose, is the Niners game.
Yes. Which, you know, I could see them losing that game.
Yeah, totally. I'm just saying we need them to lose that game.
That's a game where Zeke goes bye-bye because the 49ers defense just eats a lot.
Is there any way we are sleeping on the Giants? You ready?
Go for it.
All right.
Because I don't think so.
Steelers at home.
That's a week one loss.
I agree. At Chicago.
I will give them the win.
Agree.
1-1.
Niners home.
Loss.
You know, it's funny. We have the Niners beating everybody.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have Niners, you know, 13-3 again.
At Rams.
Yeah, Rams have to win at some point because they already lost to the Eagles and Cowboys.
At Dallas, loss.
Correct.
So now we have them at 1-4. I don't know how my buddy thinks that they're dangerous. I might be sleeping. Are we missing something? Washington home.
Wait, do they have 1-4? Yeah, we had them beating the Bears. And yeah, so 1-4.
Washington home, say that's a win.
I'll go 2-4.
At Eagles, we have loss.
2-5.
So that's 2-5, right? Home Brady. They're not losing to Brady, are they? I mean, they're not beating Brady, are they?
When is it? What day of the week?
11-2, November 2nd. I don't know what day that is.
That's a Monday nighter.
Night? Yeah.
Yeah, so they're losing. Brady.
They're not Brady. Yeah, they're 2-6 now. Come on, yeah. Giants, right? Then they got Redskins again. The theory is like you can't beat them that twice in that short a period of time.
Yeah, but I've watched him being at the bottom of the division.
Right,
I might give Giants 2 wins.
All right, so that's 3-6.
I could see Washington going 0-6 in the division this year.
I got them beating the Eagles in the revenge.
I don't.
That's 4-6.
So I'm 3-7.
They're at Cincinnati.
That's a win.
All right, so now I got them 5-6. You got them 4-7. They're at Seattle. That's a loss.
That's a loss.
So then they're home Arizona.
I'll give them a W.
All right. Well, let's give them a W. 6-7, 5-8. And then home Browns.
I'll give them 6-8.
All right, you're giving another win.
Even though I could see Odell going 200 yards.
So could I. Three touchdowns. Then they're at Baltimore, 6-9, and they're home Dallas. So I got them 6-10.
Yeah, I don't see them.
I don't see how we're sleeping on the Giants.
No, I don't think so either.
Is that possible?
I gave him.
My buddy's like, hey, they could, you know. He has the Giants coming out on top.
I said maybe 8-8, and we just go through the schedule, and I'm 5-11, 6-10.
Yeah, dude, I don't see it, man.
Unless Daniel Jones is, you know, an incredible quarterback. I just, you know, there's still a lot to learn about Daniel Jones.
I don't see it, dude. I don't see it at all.
Yeah, this is a division for the Eagles and Cowboys. And I have them 10-6, both of them. Set to see how the tiebreakers happen.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't see. Yeah, I agree. The Cowboys here. The problem with the Cowboys schedule is those 3 straight home games.
Yeah, against bad teams. Well, not Arizona's not a bad team, but Cleveland again, like Daniel Jones is boom or bust.
Here's the thing. Arizona can beat them.
They could.
If Murray goes crazy, he's got Hopkins, he's got weapons. Cowboy defense is not good. I mean, I could see Arizona winning that game.
Yeah, it's possible.
I think they smoke Cleveland, smoke the Giants, smoke Redskins. And then it comes down to, you know, to if Arizona beats them, you know, that'll reply, right? They're 5-2. You come to the Eagles in Philadelphia, 5-3. Both teams are 5-3 going into the final eight games. Then it comes down to the Niners game on the other side. I will tell you this. I'm starting to fear that stat. I'm fearing the 30-year, at least 14 turnover stats.
Eh.
What the eh?
I laugh at that stat.
You have no fear of that stat?
No, not for the Eagles.
Do you not believe in that stat?
No, I believe in it. It's crazy. That stat is crazy, especially when, how many years has it been, 20 or 30?
30 years.
30 years. And that's the Brady Manning era that it goes through, right, where these guys are always in the playoffs. I mean, it's really just the wild, I would guess it's more so the wild card teams that are the new ones.
All right, let's examine this for a second, all right? Here were the teams last year. You ready? Buffalo, I like them to get back. You?
In their division, yeah, unless Belichick does something crazy. But, no, I could see it.
Houston, I could see them being out.
Correct. Who ended up winning that division? Houston or Tennessee? Houston did, because Tennessee played New England, didn't they?
Right. Houston did, and Tennessee. I could see Tennessee staying in that division.
Yeah, and I could see Houston out. I mean, they took away everything.
Right. So Houston's out, Buffalo, Tennessee in, New England out.
Yeah, I'm going to lean out, but.
All right, that's two.
I feel weird going against Belichick.
I know. Yeah. What are you going to do? All right, so we got those two out. How about NFC? Vikings, Saints.
They're still in.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Vikings win that division.
Yeah, I don't get the Saints hate.
I think the Saints are going to the Super Bowl, in my opinion.
Seattle.
They're in.
Not Seattle.
They're a wild card team.
Yeah.
Is this the year where they implement the third? Or is that next year?
Next year.
Okay.
So you say Seattle, yes?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good football team. They just, like, it's just crazy how good the 49ers are. Seahawks are still a good team.
It's definitely next year, right? The third wild card.
I'm going to look that up right now. I
thought it was next year.
I think it's this year, and then next year is the 17-game schedule.
So if it's expanded playoffs, then I feel good about it. That changes a lot. I thought it was coming next year. Huh.
Beginning in the 2020 season, yeah, 14 teams.
Oh, we get the extra playoff this year?
Yep.
That's a big deal.
Awesome. The Birds are in.
Yeah, dude. No, that makes me feel great. Three wild cards. I thought it was next year. That's awesome.
That's right. And so only one team gets the first round bye.
Even better. The extra playoff. That's us. That could mean us.
Even if the Giants win the division.
Kidding. Yeah. I don't know. I think my buddy's off on that.
Is it Mr. X?
No, not Mr. X. Another guy who I really respect. Wow. Next year, baby. Look at that. That's a huge point to go over the schedule. All right. How do you guys see it? We want to do our rapid. What do you guys think? You got to do the. Can you do the poll that goes till Monday?
Yeah. Well, what do you want?
I want win totals. We got to come up with a chart because there's only four, right?
Right. So it's got to be like six or less, seven,
11,
eight.
11 or more.
Right.
10. 9.
8 or less?
Yep.
All right. That poll will be up momentarily. And it will go till the end of the show Monday.
I like it.
And I'll use it tomorrow.
Very good.
Thanks.
Use the poll tomorrow. You got
it.
All right. Now, what do you guys think? And we need your win totals. You heard us go through all the schedules. Eagles and Giants. I mean, the Eagles, Giants, and Cowboys at least. 610-632-0975. Got a couple open lines. 610-632-0975. So you can hop on. Let's bat this around. Cuz Radio Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
All right. 610-632-0975. It is the scheduled sports season. That's where we take our W's and L's and people go,
ah, why do you do that? It's so stupid. It's too early. You can't do that.
I hate that guy who says that.
Oh, I agree.
I hate that guy. It's like, dude, no kidding. It's so early. How do you see it? I mean, come on, man.
Well, the W's and L's post OTAs, that aren't going to happen. Pre-preseason, post-preseason.
We'll be looking at this
thing. Nonstop. You know,
it's a map is what it is. And you always take a look at the map. And how am I going to navigate the map? It's a treasure map is what it is, the schedule. You like that analogy?
Yes.
The NFL schedule is like a treasure map?
I'm in on the treasure map.
And, you know, things change. And certain things coming your way. Right. You know, you got guys that, you know, things change and all of a sudden you got cannibals in your way on the way to the treasure.
I hate those cannibals.
You know what I'm saying? George in Newtown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. George A.
Yo, cuz. Simple Friday.
What do you say, buddy?
Listen, I don't want to hear anybody say it's too early. We got no sports. We got Korean baseball at 5:30. I'm watching every game when I wake up. I spend so much time not only looking at our schedule, but looking at the schedule of every one of our opponents. And I know you're a big fan and you gotta look at the spots. I love the spot that we were dealt this year.
Elaborate for me, my brother.
Start week one. You get a division opponent. You get a second-year quarterback who I'm not really a big fan of, but the jury's still on.
No, I agree. I agree with you.
You get a new coach, right? So, and a shortened offseason because of the circumstance we're in.
Right.
I like that role. We can go to that. One of the games you look at in the schedule, and you'll probably pencil in a loss just in general, the Saints game. You're getting the Saints on a third game of a three-game road trip. We have a week
nine.
Yeah,
and I agree with you. I love that. I think that's huge, that Saints game. Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Week 9 bye. right in the middle of the season. It's not that week four garbage bye.
It's a perfect bye. Yep.
Yeah. You get the Rams coming across the country to play us on the first game of a two-game road trip for them. I love that. They got to come across to play us. I'll take that. Seahawks, we've lost to the Seahawks in four or five consecutive games. We get them at home on Monday night after the playoff game from last year. That's a win in my book.
Agreed. I think it is a win. Yes.
You get Cincinnati in September. Again, that same logic with the Redskins. Young quarterback, getting into a system. You don't really have to worry about Burrow being in full rhythm come September 27th.
No, I agree. I love playing them early.
And you
the only thing I don't like about the schedule is I don't like the Baltimore-Pittsburgh. That piece of the schedule I worry about.
Look, that Monday night San Francisco game is a tough spot, too.
I hate to say it, but I think that's a loss.
I did not like the way the schedule laid out last year. It was a tough draw in a lot of ways. We had that three-game road trip with some tough teams. I mean, the Bills ended up being a better team than a lot of people thought, and we got that win. But the way this is drawn out, you get the Cowboys at home on the second game of a road trip on back-to-back division games.
I
like that. So the way that falls out, this is going to sound cheesy, but I do the bull case, the base case, and the bear case. And the base case right now for me is 10-6. The bull case, you're 12-4, and the bear case, 9-7.
I like it. A true stop man, a true money never sleeps cat. That's you, Georgie. I love it. I love your analogy.
Schedule day. I love schedule day. I couldn't wait to call you guys.
So you say bull 12-4?
Bull 12-4.
I like bull 12-4. Base 10, bear 9. And most likely you're talking, and with the three wild cards, they got to make the playoffs, right?
Look, the one thing we don't talk about enough, and I know this might piss people off, Doug Peterson is one of the best coaches in the NFL. He has been in tough spot after tough spot after tough spot and been successful. We cannot discount the quality of a coach to get his team to the playoffs, and we have that coach.
Well,
Three straight years, the guy's proven it. We're going to be in the playoffs.
Here's the other thing. Remember his record in December. He's a December guy.
And you look at the injuries he's had to deal with them in the month of December, and it takes it to a whole other stratosphere. So if you get your rookie class to play up to par, if you get some of these guys we brought in playing really well, look, 12-4 with this schedule and the way some of these tougher games fall, is not unreasonable. I really like it. I love where the bye week is.
I like it. I'm with you. I love your analogy of the bull base bear. That's a great analogy.
So you know, I work with Giant fans. The Giant fans started doing this. I laid mine out last year, and my bear case was 9-7 for the Eagles and make the playoffs. So I have to maintain this record now. So I'm not worried about the Giants at all. I don't want to hear it. I can't bear the thought of having to worry about going to work and listening to these crumbs that have had garbage football talk to me about the Eagles and the Giants. I don't want to hear it.
I love it. Great stuff, brother. Great
stuff. Love you guys. Have a great weekend, Georgie.
Good stuff. That's a great weekend. Be careful. That's pretty good, man. What do you think of that, Tunis? I'm on board with that.
Yeah, I'm in. I think 12-4 is not going to happen, but I like the bold.
Oh, that's the bull. The base is 10.
Yes.
The bull is everything. Listen, here's the bull, right?
Yeah.
Barnett, stud.
Right.
Rager, stud. Deshaun, healthy.
Healthy.
That's the bull market.
Wentz, healthy.
Everything. Wentz, healthy is... to me, base. Wentz healthy to me is, forget about it. If the bear market happened, it's worse than if Wentz goes down, it's worse than the Bear of nine.
Right.
Wentz goes down, they're done.
So the 12-4, who's the second corner that's playing lights out? Is it Sidney Jones? Is it Maddox?
I mean, somebody.
Is it LeBlanc?
It means it's somebody stepping up. That's what it means. 12. You know what's crazy is how we all say it. I guess the biggest shock to me, because I, you know, 10, it seems like everybody's around 10. Now, I'm curious what the poll will say, Junis.
Yes, of course, the poll of the day is brought to us by Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinEcans.com. The poll is on at 975 middays, and it's early, but we're running this until the end of the show Monday. So you have 3 days and, 3 days and 12 minutes left, 22 minutes left. The options, and it's the Eagles win total poll, 11 or more, 10, 9, 8 or less. 50% of the vote, Anthony?
10.
10, which is where you and I are at.
Yeah.
27.4% in second. Where do you think they're at?
11.
11 or more.
Yeah.
16.7% say 9, and just 6% say 8 or less.
There you go.
Love the optimism.
I got news for you. That's a good straw. And I think that poll will kind of be status quo by Monday. I think that's how people are going to vote.
So right now, you have 77.4% of the vote are 10 or more wins, pretty much.
Yeah, I can see that, man. I can totally see that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think if anything, 10 might go down a little bit, and there might be more votes for 11. More 11s, yeah.
Listen.
People are excited.
Right, and that's fine. I think it's good. But listen, 10, with the added wild card, 10, you're in.
Yeah, and to me, 10 can take away the division, too. But yeah, 10, you're in.
No, right. 10, you're in, or you win a division. Well, I think you're making the playoffs at 10. And here's the other thing, too. You know, I forgot about that. I thought it was next year. The fact that it's this year, now that 30-year thing goes out the window.
Yes. It's a start from scratch now.
So that's a good thing for the Birds. Good thing. What's fascinating to me is the 7-9 crowd. Like, Tate Cake Dom, who's an optimist by nature, has him 7-9. I don't know. I can't. Can you come up with 9 losses?
No. I mean, I have them going 5-1 against the division. So I guess maybe if I have them losing
right,
one to the Giants.
Look at that for a second, because you need to look at it from, you know, all sides.
Right. By the way, Jay tweets in a response to the poll. He goes, I go 9 because we use pick 21 on a project and pick 53 on a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
So he would have been higher if they actually, you know, picked guys that would.
I know.
Make an impact.
Yeah.
I think Rager can make an impact. It's the Hurts thing. That
well,
really
we're
going to
hope.
Yeah, exactly. Hope.
You know, got to make an impact. 610-632-0975. Got a couple opens. You want to join us, you can get on before we go to Mike Emes. Cuz Radio with Junis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's been a fun day. More fun ahead as Mikey Miss will have you. Tyrone and Nat going through the schedule. Having fun with that. So enjoy Mikey Miss next at the top of the hour. We're just looking at it. And it's fun because you go through this thing every, you know, it's like 7 ways from Sunday, right? Look at it upside down. You turn it inside out. So when you look at this schedule, what locks do they have? Lock wins. Washington 2?
Yes.
At least one from Giants.
Yeah, I go 2, but lock at least one of them, correct.
Right, so that's 3. Bengals 4, right? That's
yeah.
Lock.
Unless Joe Burrow is just incredible.
Yeah, nah, that's lock. So that's a lock. Those are 4 lock wins. Now let's go lock losses. I see
a couple.
I see 2. Well, I see 1. I mean, there's a couple games that are tough games. But I see Baltimore as a lock loss.
So you go more lock loss Baltimore than San Francisco?
I do.
Oh, interesting.
I just don't think they're built to stop the Ravens, and the Ravens have a good defense. I think it's a horrible match. I think Lamar Jackson is a horrible Jackson is a horrible matchup for him.
That's a 225 passing, 125 rushing day for Lamar.
I mean, the Ravens can rush for 300 in that game. Forget 200. How are they going to stop that run game?
Well, he can stop the run game. It's Lamar, though, because you're going to have
Lamar and the run game. It's the point.
Right. And you're going to have a spy, and who is that? I mean, is it Nate Gary? It has to be, I guess.
I just don't think they're built. I don't think they're built to stop a Lamar. It's a bad matchup. Pittsburgh is a dicey matchup. Niners, dicey matchup. At Green Bay. Seattle.
Those are
like the dicey ones.
Yeah,
right?
that 3 week stretch at the end there. I mean, they have 2 very difficult 3 week stretches.
Yeah.
Right, with the Niners, Steelers, Ravens, and then the other one, the Seahawks, Packers, Saints. I mean, that's.
And by the way, at Arizona, at Dallas.
Yeah. Arizona's been good this year.
I mean, that's a 5-game stretch. I mean, do you even put at Cleveland? Like, you know, we're at the, like, at Cleveland's a lock.
No, it's not a lock. Who knows? Does Cleveland bounce back this season? Right? Cleveland was a disappointment last year with all the talent they had.
I mean, look at the stretch now. How's it look? At Cleveland, Seattle, at Green Bay, New Orleans, at Arizona, at Dallas. That's six testers right there.
No, it really is. I don't know. I just think maybe the Eagles front can bother Baker Mayfield enough, but who knows? Who knows who Baker Mayfield is next year?
Listen, I agree with you. I mean, I'm thinking they're going to win the game, but it's a nasty, really nasty. I think 8 games, right?
Yeah, it is. And even think about it, I get it, like you and I aren't high on the Giants, but it is still difficult to go Giants, Cowboys, Giants. Like that's 3 straight divisional games. Fortunately, you have the bye in week 9 and that second Giants game is the week 10 game. But to go 3 straight division opponents too.
Yeah, Giants, Cowboys,
tough.
Giants, even though you have the bye, like you said, I mean, that's pretty nasty. That's pretty nasty.
But I have them going 2-1 in that stretch. The one loss to Dallas at home.
You have them going 2-1?
During those 3, the Giants, Dallas, Giants. Winning both Giants games, losing to Dallas, but then again winning in Dallas in week 16.
Yeah, I think they beat Dallas, and I go 2-1 too. If you go stretches or quarters, coaches always go by quarters.
Yes.
Redskins, Rams, Bengals, Niners.
That's a 3-1 first quarter.
Agreed. Second quarter, Steelers, Ravens, Giants, Cowboys.
To me, that's a 1-3 second quarter.
So I got 2-2.
Or sorry, 2-2, because I had one of the Steelers Ravens games a win, and then the win against the Giants.
All right,
sorry, 2-2.
Agree, both 2-2.
Correct.
Then you got at New York, at Cleveland, Seattle, at Green Bay.
I have that as a 3-1 quarter.
But you're saying, as you're doing this, you're going 2-2.
No, because I think they beat the Giants and Browns, and then I have a 1-1 Seahawks-Packers split.
I don't know, dude. You're going to win back-to-back road games at New York, at Cleveland?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You say that like it's a lock.
Yeah, it is a lock, ain't
it? That's a lock.
Put my money down now.
And then you rock New Orleans, at Arizona, at Dallas, Washington.
Yes, and I had that 2-2 again because I actually had lost the Saints, lost the Cardinals.
Yeah, man. It's going to come down to that. It's going to come down to that stretch, dude.
Yeah. I mean, again, we did the W's and L's. I had 10-6 for both the Birds and the Cowboys.
Yeah. The 9 makes sense, too.
Yeah, it definitely does.
We had George, who's a financial guy, and he said the bull market is 12. So to get to 12, you gotta go at least 3-1, 3-1. And then you got to go 3-1 in that other stretch with the Niners and Steelers.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
You got to win one of those. Right, you got to win one of those games. That's interesting, man. I got to tell you. I love the schedule. How many times are we going to do this?
All next week. And the week leading up to this,
I know it's stupid, but
playoff or preseason.
I love it, man. It's just so good. It's so great. I mean, you got all this, like, you know, it feels like you have your life planned. Now, here's the only thing, Junis.
Yes.
Please, God, there's no disruption, you know?
Yeah, somebody already tweeted in. You guys are acting like these games are even happening.
I know. I get it. Believe me, I get it. By the way, Mikey Miss coming up next. He's brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. Go to handandshouldercenter.com for more information. All right, everybody, have a fabulous weekend, man. Enjoy it. Make sure you stay safe. Go over the schedule. And we'll talk on Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.